This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Florida has 6 of the 10 American urban centers most vulnerable to storm surge. According to a 2016 report from CoreLogic, a real estate data firm, Southeast Florida experiences about 10 tidal floods per year now, which is likely to be around 240 floods per year by 2045, according to researchers. Between 2001 and 2010, the people with less than a high school diploma or nothing beyond that had the lowest rate of interstate migration at around 1%. As the vote continues to be counted, the turnout rate will likely be 58.4%, a bit lower than 2012, but roughly comparable to presidential elections over the last 100 years. After several Indonesian domestic workers, part of Hong Kong's roughly 300,000 migrant domestic workers, fell to their deaths trying to clean windows in the city's high-rises, new window safety rules are coming into force in January. Colombia and the FARC rebels have signed another peace treaty. This one does not require a referendum for approval. Wells Fargo is asking a federal court to force customers to go to arbitration rather than court to resolve the fact that it created fake accounts in their names. The number of Mexicans apprehended by the U.S. Border Patrol attempting to enter the country illegally has fallen to levels of the 1970s. 88% of America's private sector workforce is now not eligible for paid family leave. Lab design tests, or LDTs, under current federal regulation enjoy a big loophole under the FDA. They do not have to be evaluated for their medical usefulness, nor does research about them have to be made public. LDT tests for Lyme disease, whooping cough, and ovarian cancer are notoriously wrong and of little benefit. As of 2012, Florida had 65,000 licensed drivers between 91 and 100 years old, and the state had 455 licensed drivers who were 100 years old or older. Dr. Bonner's, a certified B Corporation, joined the fight for living wages in 2015 and created a Fair Pay Today label for his Pure Castile 32-ounce peppermint soap, calling on customers to fight for a fair minimum wage now. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.